and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday. I'm Richard Jones. And first off today, there's news that Europe's biggest black market veterinary medicine business has been smashed, halting the trade in £6 million worth of illegal animal medicines coming into the UK from France and Belgium. There were even warehouses in Kent, which supplied 4,000 customers, some of them in Scotland, with unauthorised prescription-only medicines for use on farms and in stables and kennels. The husband and wife ringleaders are now behind bars for 28 and 20 months respectively. Now, back to this week's story about celebrity farmer and TV star Jimmy Doherty's attempt to get us to put more pork on our forks in Scotland. We caught up with him on farm in Carnoustie.
British pig farmers do an amazing job, and I think I said to you last time that welfare standards are brilliant, the pigs are happy, and on top of that, as consumers, we get brilliant products, we get fantastic products, but I really want the consumers to eat more pork, but also eat pork in a different way.
Well, when you're saying eat pork in a different way, Jimmy, how do you mean?
Right, what I mean by that is that you'll get your normal Sunday roast, and when you're out, you might have a pork chop, or you'll see a loin of pork, but we need to get back to, I suppose, more of an old way of cooking, and make the most of the pig. Because the old adage is that you could eat everything except for the squeak. And I had a whole group of foodies at the farm 2 weekends ago, and we gave them a demonstration of butchery, and then showed them all the different cuts. And they were amazed by the whole variety of different cuts. And what I want to do with this whole campaign is that it ends with one pig weekend, which is the 30th and 31st of July. And I want to encourage people to go out and buy pork and have either simple suppers, a barbecue, or a posh dinner party. So it's about really utilising these lesser cuts. And I don't like to say cheaper cuts. They are cheaper in price, but they're no way cheaper in flavour.
And we'll be hearing more from Jimmy Doherty about the new pork recipes in the run-up to that 30th and 31st of July One Pig Weekend. And finally today, there's a quick reminder that the Country Farmers Market is back on the High Street in Inverness again tomorrow. It's on every third Saturday of the month now, and there's about a dozen stalls with everything from in-season strawberries and raspberries to eggs, meats and bakery products, and even fresh paella made on site. But from me, that's all for this week. And I've noticed that there'll be no MFR farming next week either. I'm taking a summer break for a few days, but I'll be back a week on Monday with more farming on MFR as usual, 6:40 and 12:40.